Therefore, let no one continue in disbelief regarding the resurrection. But if anyone does disbelieve, let that person consider the many things he made from nothing, and accept that as evidence for the resurrection. For the events of the past are far more astounding and filled with unfathomable wonder. Just think about it. He took dirt and fashioned it into a human. This dirt did not exist before. So how did this dirt become a human? And how did it come into existence from nothing? And how did all other creatures and plants come into being from it? All the countless kinds of animals and plants. In some cases, no birthing pain was experienced. In others, no rain fell upon them. No farming took place. No oxen were used. No plow was seen. Nor was anything else contributing to their creation. That's the reason why the lifeless and senseless matter was made to produce so many kinds of plants and animals in the beginning, to teach you about the concept of resurrection from the very start. This creation is more incomprehensible than the resurrection. It's not the same to relight a snuffed-out lamp and to create fire that never existed before. It's not the same to rebuild a collapsed house and to construct one that never existed. In the first scenario, even if nothing else, there were materials to work with, but in the second, not even the substance was visible. Therefore, he first created what seemed more difficult, so through it you may accept the easier. More difficult, I mean, not for God, but as far as our understanding can comprehend. Nothing is difficult for God. Just like a painter capable of producing one portrait can effortlessly create 10,000, so too can God easily create countless worlds. In fact, as simple as it is for you to imagine a city or numerous worlds, it's even easier for God to create them, or rather, it's far easier. For you take time, albeit brief, to conceive these things, but God doesn't even need that. As much as a stone is heavier than the lightest of objects, even our minds, so is our understanding surpassed by the speed of God's creation.